5. A closer look at nutrition labelling. Use nutritional labels to choose 3-low food.
Honey, 3-low is now a diet trend. Do you know what 3-low is?
3-low means low fat, low sodium and low sugars.
That's right.
I also know we should uphold the 3-low principles in our daily diet and when we buy pre-packaged food. This is when nutrition labels come in handy.
Seems like you know a lot.
Of course. Starting from the 1st of July 2010, most prepackaged food will have nutrition labels. Nutrition claims, such as low fat, low sugars, and low sodium, made on food labels or in advertisements of prepackaged food products, will be regulated. One easy way to choose prepackaged food that is lower in fat, sodium, and sugars is to look for the related claims. However, some manufacturers may choose not to make nutrition claims. As such, a product without nutrition claims should not be perceived as inferior to others. After all, nutrition claims should only be used as a screening tool. The best practice is to look at the nutrition labels of various products, compare the nutritional content, and make an informed choice.
So, how exactly are claims like low fat, low sugars, or low sodium being regulated?
All nutrition claims must meet certain specified conditions as required by the law. For low fat claims, the food product must contain not more than 3 grams of total fat per 100 grams of solid food, or contain not more than 1.5 grams of total fat per 100 millilitres of liquid food. Regarding the low sugars claim, the food product must contain not more than 5 grams of sugars per 100 grams or 100 millilitres of food. As for low sodium claims, the food product must contain not more than 120 milligrams of sodium per 100 grams or 100 millilitres of food. If the nutrition claims cannot meet these specified conditions as set out in the law, relevant wordings on the food packages may be blacked out or covered by the food trade.
How do we use nutrition labels to choose our food?
There are 3 simple steps to read nutrition labels. Step 1. We should take note of the reference amount of food being used in the nutrition label. The nutritional content may be expressed as per 100 grams, per 100 millilitres, per serving, or per package. Step 2. Based on the same reference amount of food, we can compare the nutritional content of various products and choose healthier food. Take an example. This packet of biscuits is based on per 100 grams, whereas the other packet is based on per serving, which is equal to 50 grams. In this case, you need to multiply the reference amount and the nutrient contents of the second package by 2 to get the nutritional content of each 100 grams. Then you can compare the biscuits based on per 100 grams of food. You can compare the fat, sodium, or sugars content and choose 3-low food. Apart from this, you can calculate how much energy and nutrients you get from the food. The more you eat, the more energy and nutrients you get. Step 3. We can also refer to the percentage nutrient reference value, percentage NRV, if it is available. Percentage NRV is usually on a scale from 0% to 100%. A high percentage means the food contains a lot of nutrient, whereas a low percentage means it contains just a little. In case the percentage NRV for those nutrients where you need to limit their intake, for example, total fat and sodium, is at the high end, think twice before purchasing that particular food product. You should choose food with a lower percentage NRV for these nutrients.
Thanks. I have a much better understanding now.